listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, everyone. We enter into the final week of Lent, and our passage today is taken from Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 9. As we read this passage, let us look at it from the perspective of God the Father speaking about His Son Jesus. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice, or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not fail or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people and a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. There are a lot of things we can meditate on in this passage, but I will only bring out two things for us, actually two questions. First, what does God the Father have to say about his servant? And second, what does the servant do? Or what is the work of the servant? The first question, what does the Father say about this servant? The answers come from verse 1 and 6, maybe some other things around there. God identifies his servant as his own, his chosen one, in whom the soul of God delights. Who can bring such delight to the soul of the Father than a beloved offspring? Jesus brings delight to the Father by who he is. And God places his Holy Spirit upon Jesus and gives him as a covenant to the nations. Second question is, what does this servant do? Remember, God delights in the servant or in Jesus, and maybe with extension even in us, because of who we are, his son, his daughter, not because of what we do. We'll go to the second question. What does the servant do? Mainly, I take this from verse 3 and verse 7 of Isaiah 42. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. This line mainly aims to say that someone who is poor, who is weak, who is struggling with their faith, Christ will not bear heavily upon them. He deals tenderly with them. He lifts up those who are bowed down, the fatherless and the widow he sustains. He walks closely with those who are humbled in life, maybe even humbled by others in desire to get ahead, maybe even ignored by others. Christ, in his humility and his love, promises his nearness to them. He is the good shepherd who goes in search of the lost sheep. It says he will bring forth justice. There's three times in this short passage that it says this. God, we know, is a just God, and he will bring justice in the end. At the judgment day, Jesus will reign over all the nations and will bring forth justice and truth. But there's also justice that Jesus accomplishes in his first coming. He dies for our sins. He takes upon himself the consequence of our sin. He brings forth justice as a gift to the human race by taking on our punishment. Another aspect is opening the eyes of the blind, bringing out prisoners from the dungeon. Jesus sets people free. He came to set us free. Those who are prisoners to sin and death, in chains and enslaved to sin, he sets us free. This is the new life, a new opportunity, a new covenant that Jesus establishes for us. As we meditate on this today, on these two things, who is the Messiah and what has the Messiah done for us? We might relate to being a bruised reed or someone who feels enslaved to sin. There might be something special in our meditation today for us. But even if you do not resonate with any of these, we can still meditate on how Jesus brings forth justice for us in the midst of our own unjust ways, our own unjust world. God bless you on your time of meditation today.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.